敬拜你，全地都敬拜你，敬拜你，全地都高举你，敬拜耶稣。
Good morning, praise the Lord.
大家早，感谢赞美神。
So wonderful to be here this morning with you.
真是能够在这边与大家一起来敬拜，真是美好。
As we are able to worship as a combined service with both our EM and our CM brothers and sisters.
我们能够在这个合体敬拜当中，英文堂、中文堂一起来，真是好。
As you know, Pastor Chang and Elder Jidong and Elder Luke, they're in Taiwan right now.
你们大家都知道，因为张牧师跟基东长老、Luke 长老目前在台湾。
This morning, they were preaching at in Taichung in Heping Church.
今天这个礼拜天早上，其实台湾晚上了，他们今天早上在台中的和平教会，在那边讲道跟服事。
And then they were giving a teaching to their co-workers also.
他们在那边有为他们的同工做特别的教导。
I think you'll hear more in the announcements this morning.
我也很谢谢今天早上的。
There'll be an announcement.
待会也会在今天早上肢体交通里面会跟大家详尽的报告。
So this is why I'm here this morning.
这是为什么姜牧师在这里的原因。
But we want to just give Pastor Chang and the team, as they are in the short-term mission, just a prayers of blessing.
我们想在这个时候用这个短短时间为台湾的短宣队张牧师跟他们的团队一起来祝福。
Because you recognize that it wasn't an easy beginning for them this year.
因为你们大概或许都知道，他们这要成行前说实在不太容易。
So there's a lot of health scares, and you recognize that a lot of that is really just spiritual warfare.
有很多健康上的问题，可以感觉到是一场属灵的征战。
So we know that as they're in Taiwan, regardless, we know that the Lord is going to be using them for something greater.
我们相信，因为这样子的一开始，我们就相信神在台湾要大大的使用他们。
So will we just give them prayers this morning before we begin?
我们好不好一起为他们祷告？
Heavenly Father, we just thank you, Lord, for our senior pastor, Lord, and our two elders in Taiwan.
在天上的父，我们就为张牧师以及两位长老在台湾祷告。
Lord, we know that you'll be using them for your kingdom this week and the next 2 weeks.
主耶稣，我们知道你要使用他们在你国度这个礼拜跟下礼拜在你国度里面来拓展。
Lord, and we also know that the enemy is active upon them.
我们知道仇敌虽然要积极的要攻击他们。
So Lord, as we're here, we intercede for our brothers and our sisters there in Taiwan.
主耶稣，我们在这里为他们做征战、守望祷告的时候。
Lord, we pray for covering or protection over them.
我们为主耶稣你自己的护卫、你的保护遮盖在他们身上。
And we ask that your Spirit would empower them wherever they go. Lord, may they speak your word mightily.
我们求你的灵降在他们身上，他们。不论往何处去，耶稣他们就彰显讲出你自己要他们说的话。
And Lord, as they return, we anticipate great stories to come.
当他们回来的时候，我们期待有那伟大的神迹奇事来为我们向我们分享。
So may you be with them and also with us at this time.
耶稣，你与他们同在，也求你与我们在这儿同在。
We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name we pray.
我们感谢你，奉耶稣的名祷告。Amen.
Amen. So friends, let us dive into the word today. It's in from the passage of the Gospel of Mark, chapter 4.
好，让我们现在就一起来进入神的话，是在马太福音第四章。马太福音， yes. 对不起，我说错了，马可福音第四章。谢谢你翻。
Yes, Mark chapter 4.
马可福音第四章。
Verse 35 to 41. Yes.
要从35节到41节。
Yes, I know for our youth group, we've been reading through Matthew right now, but Mark's version is so much more detailed.
知道可能很多人都读过了马太福音的这段故事，但是马可福音这段有一些特别的细节在里面，我们今天要来看。
Okay, so Mark chapter 4, verse 35 to 41.
第四章35到41。
So should we read it in
English first?
Okay, we'll read it in English first and then we'll read it in Chinese. So Mark chapter 4, verse
先英文，好。
35 to 41. The word Lord says this.On that day, when evening had come, he said to them, Let us go across the other side. And leaving the crowd, they took him with them in the boat, just as was, and other boats were with him. And a great windstorm arose, and the waves were breaking into the boat, so that the boat was already filling. But he was in the stern, asleep on a cushion. And they woke him and said to him, Teachers, do you not care that we are perishing? And he awoke and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, Peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said to them, Why are you so afraid? Have you still no faith? And they were filled with great fear and said to one another, Who then is this that even the wind and the seas obey him? This is word of the Lord.
马可福音第四章三十五到四十一节，我们一起来读。当那天晚上，耶稣对门徒说：“我们渡到那边去吧。”门徒离开众人，耶稣仍在船上，他们就把他一同带去，也有别的船和他同行。忽然起了暴风，波浪打入船内，甚至船要满了水。耶稣在船尾上枕着枕头睡觉，门徒叫醒了他，说：“夫子，我们丧命，你不顾吗？”耶稣醒了，斥责风，向海说：“住了吧，静了吧。”风就止住，大大的平静了。耶稣对他们说：“为什么胆怯？你们还没有信心吗？”他们就大大的惧怕，彼此说：“这到底是谁？连风和海也听从他了。”
Amen. Friends, let us pray, and we ask the Spirit to illuminate this passage.
让我们一起来祷告，求圣灵透过这个话，经文向我们说话。
So Holy Spirit, we pray that as we gather, Lord, you inspire these words and these texts.
好，亲爱的圣灵啊，我们在这边，当我们在读这经文的时候，求你就透过这经文来启发我们。
Lord, may it bring meaning into our lives, and Lord, may we bring forth this week, Lord, application.
就是不但你把这个话里面要对我们说的意义向我们显明，也要告诉我们我们要怎么样在我们生命当中来应用这个话的意义。
So Lord, would you open every heart, every eye, every ear?
就求你打开每一个心，打开每一个眼，打开每一个灵。
To receive in full the word that you have for us.
能够接受，能够敞开，能够欢迎你自己的话语进来。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. Amen. Okay. Ready? Okay. So my mother came to me this week, even though I was sick, asking me something.
我妈妈这个礼拜到我们家，虽然我生病了，她来看望我。
Yeah. She was so excited. She just came to my room and she was like, "Do you want some eggs?"
她很兴奋的敲我的门说，欸，你要不要一些蛋啊？
Because this week she went to Costco and allegedly they had eggs back in stock.
Oh, 她因为她这个周末呢去了 Costco 之后，发现哎蛋又来了。
And she was so excited because she allegedly fought like other ladies to like snatch like the last like containers.
她非常兴奋，因为据她跟我们说明，她在那边跟一些其他的女士争夺了一下，抢到了蛋。
She was so proud of it.
她非常自豪。
And that's when I realized, oh man, it's happening again.
Oh, 在那一刻我突然间明白，天哪，怎么又来了？
Because 5 years ago it was toilet paper.
因为五年前是卫生纸。
It was so much toilet paper in our basement.
Oh, 地下室满了卫生纸。
It still is.
到现在还有。
I was too sick to look downstairs to see how the basement looks.
You're sick, too sick.
I was too sick to see.
Oh, 他说他都不想下去看到底还有多少卫生纸了。
You know, It's crazy kind of how shortage and scarcity causes us to be so afraid and we hoard.
其实很有意思的是短缺和稀少会让我们做出一些很疯狂的事情。
It's amazing what fear really does to us. It drives us to do things irrationally.
恐惧确实会驱使我们做一些让我们每个人都去做一些很不理智的事情。
And on the daily, currently, or even not even currently, but always, we feel like news around us is bombarding us with so much fear.
其实，在我们每天的生活当中，我们觉得我们都被那种消息跟恐惧新闻跟恐惧轰炸着。
And it's oftentimes making us feel very uneasy.
那这些东西其实让我们是感到不安的。
However, but though as followers of Jesus, we should take a different approach.
但是，我们身为耶稣的跟随者，我们或许需要用一个不同的一个层面一个方式来看这些事情。
Fear should never be the driving factor for us.
恐惧不应该成为我们行动的驱动力。
Because in fact, Scripture has given us this beautiful imperative often, do not fear.
因为经文它给我们很清楚最主要的教导是什么，就是不要害怕。
Apparently, I didn't always search it, but it says stated that 365 times it said.
Oh, 总共有365次，就是我没有确定去看，但是 一般来说是有365次告诉我们不要害怕。
So that means one for each day.
那就是平均一下，一天要一次哦。
So we often every day we have to remind ourselves to not fear.
就每天都要提醒我们自己不要害怕。
But too often, followers of Jesus, each of us, we allow fear to drive a lot of things that we do in our lives.
但是很不幸的，我们虽然身为耶稣的跟随者，我们却常常仍旧让恐惧成为我们生命当中的驱动者，不是吗？
Because, you know, promise, like guarantee, many of us, when something happens and stirs a fear in us, we drop everything we are currently doing just to address it.
其实 很多时候有一件什么事情发生了，然后我们就用恐惧的心来 取代，然后我们就因为这个恐惧驱使我们去立刻做一些事情，好像要去应对它。
I guarantee majority of us, we allow that fear knowledge in that moment to take over and we activate.
我们 很多时候因为那个恐惧它所给我们带来的会驱使我们去、做一些事情是我们没有办法、原来没有想要做的。
So friends, as Christians, we're meant to live by faith, but instead we've been living by fear.
亲爱的朋友们跟基督徒们，我们应该要凭信心而活，但我们却常常凭着恐惧 而做事。
We're much afraid of what's to come in the future, and hence many of our decisions are fear-based.
我们很多时候因为恐惧未来未知的事情，所以我们做的决定是基于我们的恐惧。
While we are dwelling in this world where it's chaotic and frightening at times,
我们在这个人生道路当中，我们就常常会必须要面对，也要挣扎，对这件事情是要有挣扎的。
But we as Christians, we can't forget that this world is just temporal.
我们身为基督徒，请不要忘了一件事情。我们在这个世上的日子是暂时的。
There is an eternity that we're journeying towards.
我们在这个人生道路只是很短暂，那我们有一个永恒在前面的。
And we can't get caught up in the everyday moments that we forget about eternity.
我们不能说在每天这个生活当中的这种恐惧啊、挣扎、困难就把我们给卡住了，然后忘记了这个永恒它的重要性。
Yes, I know the current reality that we're living in is never great. However, there is something greater ahead.
我知道我们生活当中的事情其实有时候并不是很好处理，你说要我忘记很难，但是千万不要忘记有个更大更重要的永恒，它有没有我们需要面对。
Preacher Francis Chan, he has this really, really useful illustration that he often uses to talk about this.
Francis Chan, 陈恩潘牧师，他其实有一个用绳子打比方的一个讲道。
And he uses this long piece of rope.
他就拿一条很长很长很长的绳子。
And he says, like, this is your life.
他说，假设这就是你的一生。
But then he singles out like a certain piece of the rope, like this long maybe.
他说这个就是你的生命。他说，但是他把这个头的最前面那一小段。
Yes, and he says that this is your life on earth.
这小段呢是你在地上的生命。
But this rest of your rope is your life.
但是接下来的那很长很长很长看不到尽头的那个是你在永恒的生命。
And he argues as Christians, it's crazy how we focus all of our energy and strength on this short piece of rope.
那我们基督徒常常呢就花了一生，就是我们所有的力气在那边挣扎这一小段要怎么活。
Because we make the assumption that this is what's important.
然后常常会假设这个是很重要的。
So we focus our attention, like our energy, every single thing we have here.
所以我们专注我们的注意力跟我们所有的精力都只在这一小段里面。
And he always shares, like, it's dumb how we think. It's like we're here and we say, oh, I gotta work this hard for this much so that I can enjoy this much for the rest of my life.
就好像就这个红红的这一小段，然后我们有时候常常会决定，哦，我要在这段到这段时间呢，我要这么努力，所以我在这段时间我可以享受。
It sounds funny and silly, but it's true. This is what we do.
它突然听起来有点 好笑，有点不可思议，但是却是事实的。
Because that's what we keep telling ourselves every single day.
因为我们每天不都这样子告诉我们自己，这样子盘算吗？
Right? Like when we grow up, we have to get good grades so that we can get that job.
因为我们长大，我们要有好成绩，我们才能有好工作。
And then we get that job so we can make money.
然后我们有好工作，我们就可以赚好钱。
So then we make money, so when we retire, we can live.Like maybe like 25 more years.
然后就我们有很多好的钱，我们就可以有好的日子，晚年可以享受。
And then that's it.
就这样咯。
But what if you spend all that energy and you have yet to know our Savior?
但是你有没有想过说你却不这段时间你却没有用你的精力去来认识那个永恒要面对的救主？
Then where will you go after?
那你这段时间做完了，你永恒将来那么长时间，你要做什么？你要去哪里？
Do you know where you're going after? Is it?
你知道你将来会去哪里吗？
Right. We oftentimes we set our whole life already like pre-planned.
我们很多时候我们已经预先计划好我们这一生要怎么过了。
But how much of it is actually thought about heavenward?
但是有没有想过我们将来的世界，在天堂的世界，我们要怎么过？
Like how much of it is focused on the kingdom of God?
我有多少时候我们是关注在神的国度？
2 weeks ago, I was so touched and inspired.
两个礼拜前呢，我非常的被得到启发。
I got to get speak at another church.
我在另外一个教会里面讲道。
Yeah, speak for their youth ministry.
在他们一个青少年的退休会讲道。
They didn't have a youth pastor for a while in their church.
他们那个教会很久已经没有青少年牧师了。
And so there was this elder that of the church that took care of the youth.
他们那边只有一个长老在那边在服侍那边的青少年。
And he was a nice guy, very quiet, like a typical elder, right? Like Elder Michael.
他是一个很安静、非常好的人，就像我们的Michael 长老一样。
But you knew he had a huge heart for the youth.
然后他有对年轻人有一个很大的负担，有很大的爱心。
I saw it from the way that he interacted with the youth.
我看到那个长老跟年轻人之间的互动，所以我知道。
You know, he was 62, but he was playing games with these youth group kids.
他已经62岁了，他还跟那些年轻人玩在一起。是跟 Michael 长老年纪一样吗？那边。
But I remember the last night in that retreat I was in, they were sharing testimonies.
就是在那边呢，我去分享我的见证，最后一个晚上的时候。
And he was sharing his testimony.
然后那位长老他也分享他的见证。
And one of the things that it touched me so much was he shared his story about.After his retirement.
Oh, 有一段让我他分享部分，有一段让我特别感动，就是他分享他退休的那一段。
Because he said earlier this year he was laid off from his job.
他说在今年初呢，他被他的工作给裁掉了。
But, and he was deciding, do I go back and look for another job?
他就正在考虑，我是不是要回去继续找下一份工作。
But instead, in his prayer, he sensed the heart of God moving him in the season of retirement.
但是他就感受到神在他心里面动工运行，说这是你该退出来的时候。
So I don't know how you feel. If you worked in finance all your life, making mega money, what will you do when you retire?
那我不知道你们有没有这种经验，你在财经这个财经界工作了一辈子，赚了那种超大的那个钱板哈，赚完了之后，你退休你要做什么？
Right, most people would travel, live their life.
很多人就到处去游玩啊，就是好好的享受人生啊。
He decided that in retirement, him and his wife would devote his life for that church.
这位长老呢，他就决定，他说他跟他太太两个人就要埋在这个教会里面，服侍。
He really became an elder in the church.
然后就成为这个教会的长老。
He lived in Long Island, the church is in Chinatown with congestion prices, but every single day he would come to the church.
他们家住在长岛，但是这个教会在曼哈顿的中国城，还要付那个收的 congestion， 就是拥挤费。他们每一个礼拜天都要这样来回去这个教会服侍。
It's like wow, it's amazing.That man knew what this is temporal and what's eternal.
让我觉得很感动跟惊讶是，这位长老他知道这个世界不是我们的家，在这边的一切是暂时的。
So I think God has blessed us in these moments where fear arises and certainty comes to remind us that we're on a journey, we're sojourners.
神他祝福我们在这个天路历程的行当中，我们每一个人都是一个天路客。
We're sojourners on a journey to heaven, and this is not our home here.
我们是这个天路历程里面的天路客，这世界不是我们的家。
And so, therefore, it will be somewhat uncomfortable at times.
所以有的时候会有一些不舒服的时刻。
You know, fear in our lives is telling us something important.
生活当中的恐惧呢，有时候确实会告诉我们一些东西。
You know, it's because we have fear is because we're uncertain what's going to happen in the future.
我们会恐惧是因为我们对未来未知有不确定，不知道未来怎么样。
But as Christians, that has been answered already.
但是身为基督徒呢，其实你的未来已经被回答了，不是吗？
When we have made a decision and we said yes to Him, it's been settled.
当我们回应神的呼召的时候，其实这答案已经给我们了。
We know where we're going.
我们知道我们将来要去哪里。
Not by our own merit.
不是为了，不是我们自己的功劳。
But by Jesus' merit.
是耶稣的功劳。
Fear shows that there is still something within us that don't truly believe in that yet.
如果心中有恐惧的话，就告诉我们，其实我们心中有些东西，我们还没有真的相信。
Hence, we need to make adjustments, changes, or address something.
所以我们其实就必须要做一些调整。要能够改变，能够来改变我们这个恐惧的问题。
One of my close ministry friends, Dr. Rob Reamer, he wrote a book during COVID called Calm in the Storm.
我有个好朋友叫做 Rob Reamer, right? 他在疫情当中写了一本书，叫做《暴风雨中的平静》。
And he was sharing this concept of being unmoored.
他分享了一个概念叫做 unmoored, 就是叫做脱离束缚。就是船的松绑。
Yes, that's when you're sharing. It's not a normal term, is it?
这个就像我已经刚刚说的，这不是一个很常用的一个字吧
？I guess unless you have a boat.
对，除非你有船，你就知道我在说什么。
Yeah, because being moored to something means that your boat is docked.
就是你船停靠在哪里，表示你这个船已经停靠了。对不起，我不知道怎么翻的。船它被绑在哪里，表示船停靠在哪里。OK,
But if God is calling us in a season of unmooring, it means that we probably have been docked in the wrong places.
如果神呢，在这个人生的这个季节当中叫我们松绑，那可能是因为他告诉我们，哎，你船停靠在错的岸边了。
So perhaps it's an idea why our life is currently uneasy.
也有可能这就是为什么我们现在人生过得不是那么的舒服啊。
Because maybe perhaps we have been docking our things in the wrong place.
因为有可能我们的船停靠在错的码头。
And God unmoors us and puts us into the stormy sea as a time for us to address.
神就松绑了这个，好让船就再次飘到他要他去的地方。
Because in the end, only our comfort should come from Christ and Christ alone.
我们唯一真正的平安跟安慰，应该是从耶稣基督，也只有从耶稣基督而来。
So perhaps we've been too comfortable with the life we've been built.
或许我们对于我们自己建构的这个生活的这个架构，我们已经太舒适，太习惯了。
And maybe we have lost our way of what God had planned for us.
有可能我们没有办法去了解神他对我们的计划是什么。
Maybe we thought that our plans for ourselves, our plans for our families were better.
也许我们认为我们对我们自己跟我们孩子的计划很好啊，更好。
But God's saying no.
但神说不是的。
I have plans for you.
我对你的生命、人生有一个计划。
And God loves us too much to let us keep living the way we're living.
神爱我们到个地步，他不愿意我们一直停留在那个错误的码头。
He wants us to make it home.
他希望我们能够。真正到真正的家。
And crisis and storms and difficulty in our lives finally gives us eyes, hearts, and ears open to address it.
那这些危机、这些风暴、这些困难，其实，在我们生命当中，在我们这人生的天路历程当中，其实只是一些方法，让我们能够左转右转，转转右转，能够走到神要我们去的地方。
More importantly, that we will actually go after God during this time.
更重要的是，每一次神调整我们，神要我们调整我们的方向，对准神。
C.S. Lewis has this really, really popular quote.
路易斯他有一个很有名的一句话。
He shares that God whispers in our joy, speaks in our conscience, and shouts in our pain.
很多人都知道，他说神在我们的欢乐、快乐、欢宴当中呢轻声细语，但在我们的良知当中说话。但他在我们的痛苦当中大声疾呼。
And it's so true in our lives.
这在我们生命当中是很真实的。
Because when we are excited, happy, we barely hear God, do we?
那其实就像我们在很高兴的时候，我们几乎听不到神的声音，不是吗？
Right? Isn't Hallelujah we're supposed to say, right? But we don't, do we?
常常欢乐当中，我们应该说哦，哈利路亚，赞美神。但有时候我们连说都忘了说。
Right.In our everyday lives, we know God is speaking to us.
那在我们每天的生活当中呢，我们知道神会对我们的良知说话。
It's crazy how many times I speak to people in their sin, and they tell me that they hear a song of, you know, a worship song in their head, or they hear God speaking to them, they just ignore it.
很多时候我在辅导别人，当谈论到他们在最终的这个挣扎的时候，他们都说，他们有时候会听到一个敬拜的诗歌，或是神的话，圣经的话进来，但是听了，但他们会忽略他。
So he speaks in our conscience, we just choose to ignore it.
所以他是跟我们讲话，有些人听到了，但是我们仍旧忽略。
But when we are in pain or in worry,
但是当我们有痛苦了，有疼痛，有苦。有担心有忧虑的时候
Then we finally start to listen.
那个时候我们突然间就听到了，就开始注意了。
And he seems to get his message across to us during those times.
就在那个时候，神的话变得非常的清楚。
Doesn't it? It's true, isn't it?
是不是呢？
And so in this passage that we read today, it was shared in all three synoptic gospels.
但我们今天要看的这一段呢，其实在三个福音书当中都有都有记载，就是对观福音啊，马太、马可、路加。
It's a very familiar passage, right? The story of Jesus calming the storm.
这是一个大家都耳熟能详的这一段，耶稣平静风浪。
Wow, it's amazing, right? Jesus.Says, "Be quiet," and the storm stops.
是不是很不可思议？神说住了吧，静了吧，哇，风浪就停了。
Right, it's a good principle for us from the get-go to know too.
这个基本的原则是很重要的。我们一开始就都明白，很好。
That's the authority of Christ and the authority that we possess.
就是神他的权柄跟神他给我们的权柄。
Anybody ever thought about calming storms?
有没有人想试着学耶稣去把风浪都止住了？有没有试过？
Right, I hear in the past of missionaries and evangelists doing this.
我听过以前在宣教室，在他们的宣教工厂里面曾经做过这样的事情。
And it's amazing how yes, we have the ability to calm storms.
真的是很不可思议，我们也有这样子能力，可以依靠神平静风浪。
I heard about this when I was younger, and I never thought that it's actually possible.
我在我年轻的时候听过这样子的见证，但是我从来不敢相信这居然可以真的发生。
And then one time I was bold enough to ask.
而且有一次我终于鼓足勇气了，我就来求问了。
When I was younger, I used to take care of the Christian club in Port Washington High School.
当我在年轻的时候，我在长岛Port Washington 高中那个学区呢，我有在那边辅导一个青，就是他高中里面的基督徒的团的一个社团吧，哈。
They were Christians, but not really Christians.
他们是一个基督徒的社团，但是他们不是基督徒。
If you know what I mean.
如果你知道我在说什么意思。
And I remember one time we decided to do a fellowship outing in the city.
有一次我们那个高中的社团呢，就决定要去城里面做一个郊游。
It's funny, it's like these Long Island kids and they never went to Manhattan ever in their life.
很好笑，那个长岛孩子哦，从来没到过城市，乡巴佬。
So I decided to meet with them in the city.
所以我跟他们讲说，我们在城里面哪个地方我们集合。
So I remember after morning service in our church on Saturday, I took the 7 train to the city.
好，就是礼拜六早上，我们教会有一个早上聚会，结束了，我就坐了那个7号地铁，我就到城里去了。
But on the way, I saw clouds, like storm clouds come in.
我就在7号地铁上，我就看到那个天上黑云幕密布就起来了。
And I was like, this is not good.
哎呦，我才不好，糟糕，不妙，不妙。
Because I don't know about Long Island kids, they always flake.
你要知道啊，这样子天气，这长岛孩子一看到不就吓坏了。
I knew like a lot of them would say we're not coming because it's raining.
大概可能很多人就说，那我们就不去了。
It happened so much.
因为太多次都是这样。
And so I was like, Lord, I got on my knees on the 7 train. I was like, Lord.
我就在七号地铁就跪下了。
I'm like, Lord.
主啊。
I need you right now.
我现在就需要你。
Lord, would you hold back the rain?
恳求你能够止住这个乌云。
Until after our gathering.
直到我们集合了。
It was amazing.
真的是很奇妙的。
Because when I came out of the train station,
当我从地铁站出来
，it was sunny,
就完全的大太阳。
And so we had a good day.
所以我们有很棒的郊游的一天。
And then when I sent them off in Penn Station,
当我在 Penn Station 把他们要送回上火车的时候
，it started pouring.
哦，倾盆大雨哗啦哗啦下来。
And I didn't bring an umbrella.
那你没有带雨伞哦，佳牧师就没有带雨伞，我没带雨伞。
But I grew up in New York, so it was fine.
但是因为我在城里长大，我 OK。
So this story is about Jesus calming a storm.
这个故事呢是告诉我们神耶稣平静风浪。
But there's also so much more when you look deeper into the story.
但是你仔细看呢，还有好多东西我们可以看得到。
Because Jesus is sharing with his disciples after a long teaching, let's go to the other side.
耶稣呢，在一段很长的对众人的教导之后呢，他就跟他门徒说，来，我们去加利利海的另外一边。
The other side is a strange statement at the time.
加利利海的对岸其实是一个很奇怪的一个要求啦。
They were Galileans in Galilee.
他们是加利利人，就加利利那边一辈子啊。
Galileans don't go to the other side.
加利利人从来不去这个加利利海的对岸。
The other side have pigs.
另外一边呢有猪。
Oink.
Oink. 猪叫。
Galileans don't go to the other side.
加利利人不去对岸，明白了吗 ？OK.
That's the unclean people.
那些是不洁净的人不去 ，OK.
So it's a strange request for Jesus to tell his disciples and his followers, "We're going to go to the other side."
所以就是很奇怪，他们的老师啊，经学老师居然会要求这些门徒说啊，我们现在要去到对岸，很奇怪啊。
Hence, strange request is what often Jesus asks his followers.
其实耶稣常常对他的门徒做很奇怪的要求。
Because he oftentimes calls us into things that really breaks our comforts.
他常常要求我们去一些让我们觉得很奇怪的要求，到我们很不舒服的地方，那个打破我们的舒适圈。
But here's the problem. For some of us, this is where we draw the line.
这是我们的问题。有时候对我来说，这就是我的 line 哈，我这是我的限度就在这儿。
And this is where the crowds start to stop.
就是大部分的人呢，就停在这儿了。
You see, many people liked the story of Jesus. Many people liked Jesus being our Savior.
其实很多人都喜欢耶稣，很多人都喜欢耶稣成为我生命中的救主。
But many will only follow Jesus up to a certain point.
但是也很多人呢，跟随耶稣跟只跟到一个点上。
You see, when our personal values and our personal beliefs get in the way of more of Jesus, we are all stop.
当我们的自己的价值观，我们自己的认定呢，跟耶稣教导我们的冲突的时候呢，我们就会卡在一个点上就停了。
Because we're put in this crossroads where we ask ourselves, is this the farthest we'll go, or do we continue and leave the old behind?
因为我们就卡在一个十字路口上，我们就问我们自己说，我们是应该抛下我们原来建构的这一切，继续跟随主呢，还是就是我们跟随他最多就到这一步了
？We can't.Go halfway in our faith.
我们这个信仰的道路上不能只是信一半啊。
We have to go through.
我们必须要信就信到底。
Right. Friends, it's time for us to ask ourselves today, as we live currently.
朋友们，我们今天需要来问我们这个问题，要仔细的问自己。
Is our life currently living worth the life of the Son of God?
我们现在活的生活是不是值得耶稣基督他钉在十字架上的生命？
We really need to ask ourselves ridiculously honestly.
我们必须要极度诚实的面对自己来回答这个问题啊。
Because I guarantee you, if we actually honestly thought about this, the answer is always not even close.
因为我跟你保证，如果你真的对自己很诚实的话，这个答案是远远的不够格了。
So then it begs the question, then why have we yet to live a life worthy of the Son's life?
Okay, 那问题来了，为什么我们的生命远远不够耶稣他为我们付上的生命代价呢？
We have to recognize life is not meant to be lived on autopilot.
我们必须要意识到承认一件事情啊，我们人生旅途啊，好像开车啊，不是 onAutopilot, 不是自动驾驶啦 ,OK?
You know, it cannot be like, okay, I love you, Jesus.
不能说，哦，耶稣，我爱你。
You know, but I'm going to do what I desire. I'm going to come and worship you here and there. Once in a while, come to cell group here and there when I want to. And assume that you're heaven bound.
就不能说，我以为我是基督徒，耶稣对我爱你，但是呢，我还是做我自己计划的事情。然后我偶尔参加个聚会，这里在那边一个聚会，然后我也参加小组，然后哎，我就上天堂啦，这样子。
Because God seeks for your life to be fully sanctified.
神他要你的生命完全的被圣化，被改变。
That means completely transformed.
那意味着你要完全的被转化。
It means that you're constantly being transformed.
是你要不断的完全的继续的被转化的过程。
And you have to recognize that there will be always, always more to transform in your life.
你必须要明白面对一个事实，就是你的生活会一直会有，一直会有不断不断的这种挣扎，这种困难，这种挑战在你生命当中，这是正常的。
In our Reformed tradition, we have the Heidelberg Catechism, the questions and answers that most young Christians would ask.
在我们的这个长老改革中里面有一个海德堡教义里面，他对于年轻的就是对于年轻基督徒的这个教义问答的第一个问题。
Yes. And the first question that I always ask is, what is your only comfort in life? What is your only comfort in life and in death?
你生命当中不论生死唯一的安慰是什么？这是第一个问题。你生命当中不论生死，你唯一的安慰是什么？
And the answer that's response is that I am not my own.
那它里面给的答案。他的回应是我不是我无论生死我不是属于自己。
Yes. But belong with body and soul, both in life and in death, to my faithful Savior, Jesus Christ.
但是我的身体以及灵魂都属于我信实的救主耶稣基督。
As you can see, we don't live our lives just the, you know, we're not called to just live our life worthy of the life of the Son of God.
就是说，就是你这样子，你可以知道，我们不仅我们的呼召是要活出一个生命，是配得耶稣基督的生命。
Yeah, but instead, we're supposed to live our lives as if Christ was living our life.
而是就不仅仅要活出一个配得耶稣的生命，而是这个生命好像耶稣在活出我们的生命，这样懂吗？不仅仅是要活的配得，我们生命就仿佛耶稣在我们生命当中活出来。
So friends, in our everyday walk in life, how much of our lives is lived as if Christ was living our life?
所以朋友们，我们当中有多少人，我们每天活着的时候，就是好像耶稣在我们生命当中活着一样呢？
So how Christ-like have we been?
你有多像耶稣呢？
How much more Christ-like have we been today since yesterday?
你从昨天到今天，你有多更像耶稣一点点？
You see, we cannot stop and say, like, this is enough Christ in my life, and this is as far as we want to let you go.
我们不能学，不是 OK, 好，这边我就已经学像耶稣学够了，就到这一点，其他的就是我的了，不是了。
It's not over until God says you're like Christ.
我们学像耶稣的过程，它不会结束，直到神说结束才是结束啊。
But let me spoil the ending for you.
Spoil the.
Let me spoil the ending for you.
What does that mean? I'm sorry. Spoil the ending. 让我直接告诉你 ，OK?
Okay. Yeah. So let me tell you. Yes.
让我直接告诉你。
Right?
Okay.
Let me tell you.This is a process we call sanctification.
这整个过程就叫做成圣的过程。
It means it's lifelong.
这整个过程呢是一生的长度。
It's not over until we actually see our risen King face to face.
他一直到我们与我们的王、我们的主面对面的时候才结束。
So we have to constantly ask our Lord this question.
我们要不断的一直问这个问题。
Lord, what are you asking me to change about me?
主啊，你为什么要要求我要改变？怎么改变
？Trust me, friends, it's a never-ending question.
我相信我，这个问题你一问，它就没有结束啊。
There is always going to be something about us that we recognize we have to address, change, or be no more.
我们总会在我们生命当中，一定会意识到一些东西是需要被改变的，是需要被调整，是需要被修剪的。
And there will always be something that God is calling us to change or correct.
因为我们生命当中一定会有一些东西，总会有一些东西，神他会对你说话，要你要修剪，要你要改变。
It might not always be life-altering.
有可能不是每一件事情都是极大180度的转变啦，不一定那么轰轰烈烈。
But it can even be small steps or changes of our habits that we never thought about before.
可能是一个很小的修剪，或是一个小小的习惯，你从来没想到你需要改变，但神有一天他就提醒你，哎，这个要拿掉，哎，这个要改变，哎，那个要增加。
I always jokingly tell myself this.
我常常跟我自己开玩笑。
I don't feel like I operate in my age category.
我觉得我每天生活，我的言行举止呢，是活在一个错误的年龄分类群里。
Because I always tell people I don't feel young anymore.
因为我都一直跟人家讲说我不年轻了。
But no one seems to agree with me.
那没人同意我啊。
Like think about it. Like our pastoral team.
啊，譬如说以我们这个教会的牧师团队好了。
You know, I'm the youngest.
我是最年轻的。
So if I say I feel old,
那如果我说我觉得好老啊。
You know, that's insulting.
那对他们是不是很不礼貌啊？
Right, you know, no one can change that fact.
那就没有人能够改变这个事实，对。
You know, I know like Pastor Chang thinks he's 57.
哦，詹姆斯永远认为他自己只有57岁。
You know, but if I did the same thing, I say I'm 53, that's insulting.
那我很想说，我觉得我已经53了，但是不是他又会觉得我这样子对他那个大不敬？
But I am older than I was before.
但是真的，我比我自己老多了。
Two weeks ago, I learned something very important.
两个礼拜前，我学到一个让我觉得很重要的事情。
I'm not very effective working with youth anymore.
就是我在青少年的这个服事当中，我已经不太有效了。
Because I spoke at a youth retreat 2 weeks ago.
我在那个青少年退休会里面，我当那个讲员。
And none of the kids understood me.
没有一个孩子听得懂我在讲什么。
I realized that I was too. Here's the problem.
好，现在我的问题来了。
I was too young to come in like a.With that energy,
我的外貌看起来又太年轻，然后就没有办法当那种父职辈的那种 feel 这样子。
You know, if I was like, you know, like 帅哥 like Deacon Marco, like you know, I could give dad advice.
就是我如果长得像帅哥 Marco 那样，哎，我就可以在他们面前表示我有一个爸爸的 feel 这样子。
But I was too young.
那我又看起来太年轻。
And then I was too old to come in with big brother energy, giving them advice.
但是我的外貌看起来又太老，又不能说哎，假装我是他们的大哥，称兄道弟这样子。
Same time, I don't understand the world.
总之，我就是卡在那里，就不太了解他们的世界了。
So I went in with you guys know that weird uncle energy.
所以我就只好呢，把我自己定位成为是一个叔叔辈的一个形象。但是你知道有没有那种家里面那个怪叔叔吗？
You know the one that when in family gatherings you just want to avoid.
就是在那每次家庭聚会当中那种怪叔叔，你就会想要稍微就避开他这样。
And then unfortunately you meet him in the middle of the hallway alone.
然后就不小心在那个走廊说，哦，刚好又碰到他这样。
And he tries to talk to you and give you life advice.
然后你想要跟他打个招呼，他开始给你人生大道理。
And of course you can ignore it.
然后你又觉得你很想要忽略这样子。
Yeah, that's what I felt like.
那我就觉得我那周末我就像是那个怪叔叔了。
I realized, yeah, I'm not young anymore.
我就发现我不年轻了。
But also this week I felt like I realized I'm not young anymore.
这个礼拜呢，我已经回来了，我也觉得我不年轻。
It's amazing. I could say I'm not young anymore and no one said anything yet.
因为我觉得很有意思，我这边讲了那么多，我不年轻，在座都没有人抗议啊。
But this week I was really sick.
这个礼拜我是非常的病了。
I don't know what I caught. It wasn't COVID. That's all I know.
我不知道我得了什么，检查了知道不是 COVID. 除了这个之外，我不知道。
But it felt like everything like COVID.
但是我的感觉症状每一个都像 COVID 症状一样。
Actually, that's a lie because I never got COVID.
我觉得我什么？对不起。
Actually, that was a lie. I never got COVID.
我不应该那个撒谎说我没得过 COVID.
But I couldn't think clearly.
我没办法好好思考。
I was stuck in bed. I couldn't get up.
然后完全卡，就是卡在床上起不来。
That's the worst I ever felt in my life.
真的是我人生当中感觉到最糟，都没有比这糟了。
And I recognized that as I was bedridden, that there's things about my health I need to change.
当我这样一直在床上的时候，我突然间有意识到，哎，好像神跟我说话，是我的健康状况需要改变。
Yeah, because juggling demands of church, family, denominational things, other things, it was catching up.
这在这个家庭、教会或者是这个宗派的事物等等活动当中，每一个就这样排山倒海这样向我丢过来的时候。
So I realized God was telling me that health has to be important.
我感觉神告诉我说，这健康是当务之急。
I know Pastor Chang used to joke saying that you have to eat breakfast.
哦，张牧师常常跟我这样子，好像开玩笑告诉我说，你一定要吃早餐。
And he says he has medical proof.
他说他有医学证实。
Yeah, he forced a doctor to do research or something. I heard.
他说是什么医生做的研究。报告
But there's truth in that.
但是真的是有事实在当中嘛？我相信这是真的。
And I realized that, yeah, my diet, exercise, a lot of these things I have to really take on.
我就意识到我的饮食还有我的做运动的习惯，还有我的作息习惯需要来调整。
If I don't, then I won't get a chance in the future to get insulted, saying that I am old.
如果我不这样好好照顾自己，我可能没办法活到那一天，我够老到别人来笑我太老了吧？对。
So I have to make some life changes.
我需要做一些我的人生的改变。
And each and every one of us constantly, if not daily, have to ask the Lord the same thing.
那不但我了，我们每一个人其实每一天都需要来问神，我需要什么改变？
What is the Lord asking to change within me?
到底神想要在我生命当中要改变什么？
We have to honestly sit with the Lord.
我们必须要很诚实的在神面前。
And as we sit with the Lord without any resistance.
我们在神面前没有任何的挣扎跟拦阻。
And I guarantee you, the Lord will highlight and reveal things that have to change.
我保证神他会向你显明你需要改变的地方。
But if we are like the followers who, even after this crazy request of going to the other side, continue to go.
如果我们就像那些耶稣的门徒，他的追随者一样，听到这些奇怪的要求，他要去到对岸，然后还是愿意去的人，我们如果是像那些人。
Then we begin. Then we start to face the next obstacle, which is the storm in our life.
如果你真的上船了，乖乖的要到对岸去了，然后呢，你接下来你的人生就会遇到下一个阻碍，就是风暴。
You see, there's one thing when Jesus is leading you to discomfort. It's another when Jesus is putting you in discomfort.
耶稣带你去一个不舒服的地方，这是一件事啊。但是你身处在这个不舒服的地方。又是另外一件事，这样懂吗 ？Okay.
Because you see, in the narrative of Mark, it shares that while they took a boat, other boats joined them.
就是马可福音这边有说，你如果看35节到41节这边说，当耶稣上了船跟他们门徒去的时候，有别的船跟他们同行，对不对？不止一艘船哈。
But I wonder how many boats continue to journey once the windstorm began.
但是我很想知道，当暴风雨来的时候，到底还有多少艘船继续这个航行？
Perhaps, yes, curiosity drove them to say, that's weird, let's go to the other side, but let's go anyways.
Okay, 也许好奇心驱使着让他们就是跟着去，去看，耶稣说了，我们去看，去到另外一边。
So curiosity brought them out even though it's uncomfortable, but when the journey becomes life-threatening, things change.
Okay, 好奇心驱使他们会愿意到对岸，虽然对岸他们从来不愿意拒绝，那是不舒服的一个非舒适圈，但是真的暴风雨来了，生命的威胁来的时候呢，你还会去吗
？Yeah. Or when God is asking for more than you signed up for, will we continue on a journey?
当神要求你的超过你原来可以预期的，你还会继续这个行程吗
？See those who were following along in other boats, they probably saw the storm brewing.
那些其他船上的那种跟随者呢？他们大概远远的也看到了乌云密布这样子。
Well, they start to smell the storm in the air.
他们也闻到这个暴风雨要来之前那个气味。
And you know, they must have thought about to themselves, like, is it worth it?
他们可能那时候就陷入了思考，还值得跟吗？
Because they were going to go to the other side, the place they never really wanted to go.
因为你要知道，跟下去呢，那个地方我们从来也没想要去。
But now they're going to risk their lives to do so.
然后现在我还要冒着生命危险去吗
？I believe many of them turned back.
我相信很多人大概会回头喽。
The narrative actually later in the next past part, you realize none.
但你后来你会发现到，其实没有任何其他的船只跟着，就只有耶稣那一艘船。
See, when the storms of life comes towards us, it's the moment where.Our faith is put into practice.
当生命的风暴向我们袭来的时候，其实也是我们信心被考验的时候。
There isn't really any way to brace. The main question is, do you trust Jesus?
其实 老实说，没有什么特别的办法，我可以告诉你，让你来面对了。唯一的最追根究底的问题，就是你真的相信耶稣吗？
We like to sing songs like, you know, evangelist Sundar Singh, right? I have decided to follow Jesus.
我们都很喜欢唱类似那个 I have decided to follow Jesus. 我愿意什么？那个中文怎么翻？我已经决定跟随耶稣这首歌。对。
But when we are actually in a storm, could we actually firmly say that?
当我们正处在风暴当中，你还能唱这首歌说我永不回头吗？
Yeah, no turning back.
No turning back. 对，永不回头。
It's hard to say, is it?
很难吧。
It's only when we are in that situation, that's when we'll find out.
其实你到底会不会回头，也就在那个时候你才会知道。
Theologian A.B. Simpson loves to say sanctification is both progressive and crisis.
A.B. Simpson 他说这个成圣的过程 是一个进步让你变好的过程，但同时也是一个不断 有危机的过程。
Yes, it's progressive means that, yes, step by step, God is transforming us.
这个成圣的过程是没错，神一步一步的让你越来越像他，越来越好。
But then Jesus puts us in moments where crisis to come for us to get to that next level of sanctification.
但是呢，耶稣他要我们的信心达到更高的层次的时候呢，我们会要经历这段这个艰苦的时候，艰困的时候。
It brings us to that question: Do we actually trust Jesus?
这时候就我们就要问这个问题：我们是不是真的相信耶稣？
And so we're kept in a crisis until we finally recognize that Jesus is everything.
我们要一直在这个过程当中紧紧抓住神，直到我们明白耶稣是我们所有的一切的全部。
You know, I share this quote actually a lot of times.
我分享这一段分享了很多次了。
I share this quote from Corrie Ten Boom.
我分享那个密室的作者 Corrie Ten Boom 他讲的一段话。
She says that you may never know Jesus is all you need until Jesus is all you have.
他说你也许不会知道耶稣是你全部需要的，直到你只剩下耶稣。
And I always see people nod their heads, like, right? And they write it down.
那我每个人听到都觉得很棒，就把它给记下来。
And then I hear so many people quote after it.
然后也很多人就喜欢使用这句话教导别人。
Of course, I have to correct them because they keep saying I said it.
然后
Okay, no, I'll do that.
Okay. 就是你要引用这句话，就要引用对了。这个不是我说的，是 Terry Campbell 说的。
But then I see so many of them when they're in a crisis.
Say it again, I'm sorry.
But I see many of them when they're in a crisis.
但是我们看到很多人其实在这个危机当中。
Rather than recognizing this is that moment when Jesus is all you have.
与其说经历说啊，在这个危机当中我只剩下耶稣。
They find anything they can to try to figure out themselves.
他们用尽了所有的方法能够想尽办法突破重围。
And honestly, they haven't done anything but put their head in the sand.
其实所做的其实与其就是就像是好像一个鸵鸟把头放在沙子里面一样。
You know, all the efforts have been just distracting themselves, ignoring the problems and etc.
他们所有所做的事情其实是忽略了真正的这个困难的症结。
Because Jesus is all you have to make it through each crisis.
其实耶稣他是你唯一所有的，它是你唯一所有能够带领你突破的。
Everything else is wasted time.
其他所有的方法都是浪费我们的时间。
But as we can see in the story, the disciples have no choice. They stayed.
我可以知道在这个故事里面呢，这一艘船的门徒他们没有选择了，他们只能跟耶稣在一起。
They stayed on even when the boat was flooding.
他们只好在那艘船里面，一直到船都进水了。
And you know it was a bad storm.When these disciples were afraid.
那你知道，当他的门徒都开始害怕，这个风暴是很糟的风暴。
See, the first four disciples called, they were fishermen.
你要知道，这耶稣里面有好多的门徒是什么？是渔夫啊。
And this was their fishing ground.
这是他们的场子哎。
This is like, you know, doing what you normally do, and now you're scared of doing what you normally do.
你等于在你每天你最熟悉的地方，结果你开始害怕了。
So they went to Jesus for help.
他们就去找耶稣帮忙。
And what they found was Jesus sleeping in the stern.
他们发现到耶稣在船尾睡觉。
But Jesus wasn't just sleeping.
但耶稣不仅是睡觉啊。
Jesus was having the best sleep of his life right now. 其
实耶稣他是睡他这一辈子在睡最好的那一觉。
Do you know how we know?
你知道我们怎么知道吗？你看一下经文。
Because in Gospel of Mark, you know it's Peter's narrative.
你知道在那个马可福音那个是彼得述说的这个故事啊。
And Peter specifically said that he saw him like hugging a pillow.
第三十八节，他说耶稣不但睡，他还枕着个枕头睡啊，安稳。
So I just imagine this. I just think Jesus just knocked out cold.
你可以想象这画面吗？耶稣在安安稳稳枕着枕头，呼呼大睡。
That scene should have pointed out something clearly.
那这段很清楚地指出了一些事情。
While the disciples were in panic, Jesus was calm and asleep.
当这个门徒全部都慌张、惊慌失措的时候，耶稣他平静安稳。
If they were actually really, really followers of Jesus, then they should know it's going to be okay.
如果他们真的跟随神、认识耶稣，他们应该知道他们 OK 的。
Because if they completely believe Jesus was the Messiah, as they said.
如果他们真的相信耶稣是弥赛亚的话呢
？Would the story end tragically in the middle of the sea？
请问一下，耶稣的故事会这样悲剧性的结束在一个海当中吗
？This was what who they were waiting for。
这个不就是他们等待的这个耶稣行神迹的时刻吗
？And they were so like holding on like this is the one, he's the one。
哦，他们都一直抓住耶稣说耶稣就是他，耶稣就是了。
Then would they die in the middle of the sea？
那他们会死在大海当中吗？
They have yet to really believe, and fear got the best of them.
他们还没有真的能够相信fear God.
Fear God and got the best of them.
Okay. 敬畏神 best of them. Sorry, I didn't get it.
They haven't fully believed, so fear got.
Oh, okay. Okay. 他们还没有真正的相信，所以他们就是害怕。
Because if Jesus wasn't nervous, why should they be nervous?
因为当耶稣都不紧张的时候，他们为什么要紧张呢
？Because if they went down to the stern and found Jesus, they woke him up, and Jesus woke up and like, oh no! Then yes, they should be nervous.
如果他们去了船尾，把耶稣叫起来，然后耶稣看到这个风浪，耶稣说糟糕了，那时候他们应该紧张了。
But praise God, Jesus is never nervous.
感谢神，耶稣从不紧张。
Last September, when our seminary went down to North Carolina,
去年的九月呢，我们教会的神学院有去到北卡的那个祷告山，我们有一个退休会。
And I know some of us here in the audience was with us.
我相信你们在座很多人，你们有些人也跟我们一起去了。
And that Thursday evening, six of us were still at the Communion of the Cross.
Okay, 那礼拜四晚上我们有几个人
？Six,
六个人留在那个山上。
That's while the rest were in the hotels.Under the mountain.
那其他的人就在山下，在 Asheville 那边哈。
We really didn't know how bad it was going to be.
我们真的不知道那个风暴最后会有这么糟。
If you're like me, you know something. We use iPhones.
如果你像我一样是使用 iPhone 的哈。
It's one of the worst phones, but we use it anyways because we're just brainwashed.
就是这个 phone 可能是其中一个最不好用的 phone， 但是我们都习惯要用了。
But one of the worst things about the iPhone is this.
有这里面最糟的一个是
，The weather app
是它里面那个气象预报的 app， 我觉得是最不准的。你们呢
？I thought it was warm today.
哦，我以为今天很暖和啊。
And then I went out and I froze.
嗯，我出去，我觉得我被冻个半死。
Well, on Thursday evening, I looked at the weather app.
那个礼拜四的傍晚，我看了那个气象预报的 app.
It didn't even say anything about hurricane.
他完全没有讲任何有关于飓风的消息。
So I thought it was okay.
我觉得 OK 啊。
So even though Dr. Long was like the town was telling us to evacuate.
所以罗牧师说这个城镇里面说我们需要赶快离开。
My iPhone said it was okay.
但是 iPhone 说 OK 啊。
So we went to bed that night.
所以我们就去睡觉了。
The power went out.
没电了。
And I remember.When the storm started to hit,
然后当这个风雨开始交加的时候
you know, thunders, branches were falling down.
然后那个又是雷电，又是树木倒下来
Not knowing it was actually a bridge collapsing.
不知道是不是一个树倒下来
Yes, I woke up to a loud noise.
我突然被一个很大的响声惊醒
And decided, okay, like that, right? So like,
就好像那个声音一样
So I went outside.
我就出去
I couldn't see anything.
看不到什么东西。
Yeah, you really couldn't see anything.
完全看不到。
And so I was like, oh no.
我就想说糟了。
But then in that moment, I was like, wait a minute.
但在那时候我突然想到，哎，等一下。
I read the Bible.
哎，我有读圣经吗？不是吗？
Pastor Chang was passed out.
张牧师还在睡觉哎。
I'm just gonna go back to sleep.
我去睡觉吧。
And I was at peace.
然后我就得到一个平安。
There was this knowing that the Lord wasn't going to take us that day.
心中有一个平安，就是耶稣他在那一天他要掌权。
See, we have to really ask ourselves, in the midst of our crises, our storms,
我们必须要问我们自己，是当我们身处在我们人生的风暴跟危机当中，
regardless how difficult it looks,
不管它看起来有多糟，
you got to ask, is Jesus nervous?
我们必须要问我们自己一个问题，耶稣他会紧张吗？
He's probably not.
他大概不会。
He's never been.
他从来不会。
So when they finally woke Jesus up, and they said,Don't you care?
他们终于叫醒耶稣了，跟耶稣说，难道你不在乎吗？
So Jesus woke up and went to the storm and just told the storm to be quiet, be still.
耶稣醒来就斥责风浪说，住了吧，静了吧。
And then he asked the disciples, why are you still afraid? You have no faith?
然后他就转头问他的门徒说，你们为什么害怕吗？你们为什么害怕？你们的信心呢？
Because they really didn't get that message.
他们其实并没有真的明白耶稣说什么。
Jesus was fast asleep in all of it. That should have said everything.
耶稣在这些风浪当中能够熟睡，他们会丧命吗？
I think the narrative afterwards is oftentimes we miss out on this passage a lot.
Okay, 在这个之后的叙述，我们常常很多时候我们看这段故事，我们就忽略接下来的那段叙述。
Because In Mark, it says that they were filled with great fear.
接下来，耶稣平静风浪之后，四十一节，门徒就大大的惧怕。
Matthew's narrative, it shares that they were marveled, they were excited, like wow.
你如果看马太福音啊，马太福音的叙述是说，他们在这个平静风浪，耶稣平静风浪之后，他们心里充满了惊奇。
And Luke points out that they were afraid.And they marveled.
Okay, 那路加福音呢？说他们心里面充满惊奇，但也害怕。这样。
So, what really happened?
到底是惊奇还是害怕？到底发生什么
？It's actually pretty easy.
其实很简单明白啦。
The narrative of Luke.
这个路加福音它的叙述的这个那个叙事的角度呢？
Luke wasn't there, but both Matthew and Mark says they're.Afraid and marvel, so put those two together.
这个路加他本身他没有去那趟旅程，所以马太跟那个马可在讲的时候，一个说惊奇，一个说害怕，他就把两个都放在他写的故事里。
And Matthew wrote marveled.
那马太他说害他说惊奇呢
？Okay. But Matthew wasn't there yet, right?
但是马太他自己也没去。
Oh.Battery change.
就是那马太他说惊奇，是因为马太他自己其实也没去啦。
Because he realized Matthew wasn't called until the next chapter in Matthew.
那这个马太是到下一章他有进来。Okay.
So he's only going by what the disciples are saying.
就是马太他记录呢是那些去的门徒向他转述的嘛。
And come on, you know men.
那你知道男人呐、
啊、？They'll never say they're afraid.
他们从来不会跟你承认他们害怕。
So they're gonna go, wow, Jesus calmed the storm.
他们之后描述只说哦，耶稣把风浪平静了。
So Mark probably shared another.From Peter's heart.
那马可呢？可能跟彼得比较要好，在彼得讲出了真心话。
So although Jesus came to their rescue, they were frightened.
就当耶稣搭救他们之后，他们其实内心是大大的恐惧。
No, they said, "Who is this?"
他说，这人是谁
？You know, they asked each other that.
他们彼此会互相对问。
You realize they didn't really actually know Jesus very well.
他们在那一刻突然发现，他们并不真的认识耶稣啊。
You see, if we don't know Jesus well, the problem is often the ways Jesus shows us how he rescues us.
如果我们不是那么认识耶稣的话呢，那这个常常我们会问自己的问题就是啊，神要怎么拯救我们呢？
Because even when Jesus rescues us, we're still frightened and afraid.
因为当耶稣拯救我们，我们人就会惧怕，不是吗？
Because it's either scary, ridiculous, or it's not what we expected in our eyes.
或许是他 Can you say that again? I'm sorry.
Because when Jesus, if we don't know Jesus, even when he delivers us,、mm-hmm. it might look frightening, or it might just look undesirable from our eyes.
I see. 因为 如果我们不真的认识耶稣，纵使他拯救了我们，在我们眼中看起来其实人就是很惧怕，或他拯救我们的方式让我们怕到了。
You see, for the disciples, it was even a harder question.
所以他的门徒来说呢，这是一个很困难的问题。
The question is, what was scarier, the windstorm or Jesus?
他们心中要问自己的问题是，到底哪一个更可怕？是风暴可怕，还是我们的耶稣可怕？
See, they were terrified before asking Jesus.
他们来问耶稣之前呢，他们是被吓到，被风暴吓到。
But now they're filled with terror.
但是在耶稣救他们脱离风暴之后呢，他们整个心里面只剩下了害怕，更害怕。
Hence, as we recognize, we need to know Jesus more and more.
所以我们会意识到，我们需要更多更多的来认识耶稣。
Yeah. Yeah, Jesus has to be the longing of our souls.
Jesus has to be
the longing of our souls.
Okay, 耶稣他是我们他应该是我们心灵里面唯一的渴望。
Because if we don't know him, even though he's rescuing us, we think he might be hurting us.
因为如果我们不认识神的话，有可能发生的事情是，当他在拯救我们的时候，我们觉得他要伤害我们。
Because we have no clue what his plans are.
因为我们不明白他要做的计划是什么。
And we don't trust him.
因为我们也不相信，也不信任他。
But we are called to trust in him.
但是我们是被呼召要来什么？信任他，相信他。
So friends, make our life every day to know him more and more.
所以朋友们，让我们每一天都来下定决心，要更多更多的相信耶稣。
Years ago, my friend and I, we used to organize retreats for small Korean churches.
几年前呢，我跟我的几个朋友常常为一些小型的韩国教会办一些退休会。
Yeah, because youth ministries in a lot of Korean churches are really small. They wouldn't be able to afford going on a retreat.
因为很多韩国小型教会里面，他们的年轻人的这些 group 都很小，他们没有办法单独办，所以我就帮他们来策划来办。
And I remember this one retreat, the Holy Spirit came down powerfully.
我记得在一次的退休会当中呢，圣灵就很强烈的降临下来。
And a lot of the kids, they came to faith, they surrendered their lives to Jesus.
有很多的孩子，他们就愿意把生命交给耶稣。
And a lot of the older ones, they started manifesting gifts of the Spirit.
有很多其他人开始，有圣灵浇灌的这些彰显出来了。
And even the leaders in our team, they were slain in the Spirit.
甚至我们有一些里面的带领者就被圣灵击倒。
And it was a good moment.
这是一个很棒的时候。
I remember I was walking around the room, laying hands on people.
我记得我就在那个会堂里走动，然后为每一个人按手祷告。
And then out of nowhere, I felt this huge shove and tap in my shoulder.
突然间呢，我就觉得就是好像有人在我背上很用力的拍我。
It was my wife.
是我的老婆。
She was shouting at me.
她对我很大声的说。
She was like, "This is not of God."
这不是从神来的。
For the record, Lily wasn't filled with the Holy Spirit.
我现在必须要说，在那个时候她还没有被圣灵充满。
So yes, it was an odd scene in her mind.
所以对她来说，那是一个很奇怪的一个状况。
But it wasn't because of the manifestations that was happening.
但是那个奇怪并不是那些彰显的奇怪。
But she told me like, "You need to shut it down."
她说你现在赶快停下来。
And I was in the point person per se, so I wasn't gonna like just shut it down.
因为我在那个聚会当中，我不是那个带领的人，所以我没有办法立刻把它停下来。
But as I was looking around just to discern.
Okay, 但是当我抬头再仔细看一下呢，我看到一些我太太她的顾虑。
And so I was like, okay, I can see what she's seeing.
我可以突然间明白她看到的角度是什么。
Because this was a bunch of Presbyterian Korean kids.
因为这是一群在传统的长老韩国教会长老教会韩国教会里面的一群年轻小孩。
They don't know anything about the power of the Spirit.
他们并没有被教导，完全不知道圣灵的能力是什么。
So if you think about it, if you were a younger kid,
如果你想象你是一个比较年轻的。小孩
Where worship and everything every Sunday was so structured and professional.、Right?
每个礼拜天来到教会，已经习惯那种很有组织、很有纪律、很完美的敬拜的形式。
And people are now crying, falling down, making noises.
然后现在突然间在这个聚会当中，突然有人开始哭啦，有人倒啦，然后有一些你不太舒服的声音。
Like you know what's going on in there. They're afraid.
那你知道他们心里会感觉什么？是什么？是会害怕吧？是不是？
And so I was like, okay, so maybe it's not good for them to be there.
然后我当时突然意识到，对那些孩子来说，或许他们在那边不适合。
So for these younger kids, I decided to usher them and say, "Hey, we can go to the fellowship hall."
后来我就把这一群年轻的孩子带到教育厅去。
Because for them, it was a frightening place in that moment.
因为确实对他们看到那些彰显是一个很震惊的一个经验。
And I remember as I was sitting with them, as they were getting their snacks, getting calmed down.
我还记得我把他们带到教育厅之后，给他们一些点心，让他们安静下来。
And, you know.I have to kind of debrief them and unpack what happened.
然后稍微跟他们解释一下刚刚发生了什么事情。
Even though they were scared, they admitted they were afraid.
他们虽然害怕，他们也承认他们害怕。
But they said, "Oh, it was also kind of cool."
他们也承认，哦，他们也觉得很惊讶。
You know, they kind of knew like probably God when God comes, things happen.
就是他们又害怕又觉得很酷了，他们就想说，哦，大概神来就是这样。
But they just didn't know him well enough to embrace what was happening.
他们就是不认识神足够到他们能够知道怎么样来完全的在圣灵的浇灌里面。
It's true. If we don't know God well enough, we will be afraid.
是的，当我们不真的认识神的时候，我们会害怕。
And it will limit us our whole life.
也会限制我们这一生。
Friends, it doesn't matter if we've been following Jesus recently or for a while now.
朋友，我要说的是，不管你是才刚刚信主跟随神，还是已经跟随了大半辈子了。
We have to ask ourselves, how much do we really know Jesus?
我们必须要问我们自己一个问题，是我们到底有多认识耶稣？
How much have you known him more today than yesterday?
有多少人我们可以说，我今天比昨天更认识耶稣了？
If not, we'll be frightened when the next season of crisis happens in our life.
如果没有的话，也许当你人生走到下一个季节、下一章的时候，会因为危机当中神的彰显，你会感到害怕。
Even though Jesus is never nervous.
纵使耶稣从来不紧张。
And even if Jesus moves in the midst of our crisis.
纵使神在我们的危机当中他运行。
We'll still be afraid.
我们仍旧害怕。
Unless we know him well.
除非我们认识他。
My hope and prayer is that we will know him more and more.
我的祷告以及期待是我们能够更多的认识他。
It's really less of who is this, like the disciples say. Less of what the disciples said. Who is this?
Okay. 我们少问像门徒问的这些问题，这个人是谁？
But more that we will say, "This is my king."
但是更多的要来宣告，这是我的王。
And that we recognize that Jesus is never nervous.
我们要意识到神他从来，耶稣从来不紧张。
And our king is always at work.
我们的王他永远坐着为王。
If you keep reading on, you realize something.
如果你一直往下看，你就会明白一件事情。
You recognize that these disciples are paralyzed in fear.
你会发现到这些门徒他完全。在恐惧当中瘫痪了一样。
And they missed out on one of the greatest stories after.
接下来第五章，他们完全错过了第五章神行的一个更大的神迹。
Because they did arrive on the other side.
因为这群跟着耶稣同船的门徒，他们确实到了彼岸了。
But they never got off the boat.
但他们没下船呢。
You know, the narrative in Mark and Luke specifically says that Jesus stepped out.
在马可福音里面很明显清楚的说，耶稣下了船。
It didn't say they stepped out like normally would say.
他没有说他们下了船。
And they missed one of the greatest stories.
他们因为被吓坏了，错失了能够亲眼见证这个伟大神迹的故事。
Where the amazing thing is that the afterwards.
这个接下来那个伟大的见证呢，是在这个之后呢。
These so-called unclean pagans, they marveled at the story of Jesus.
这些所谓的他们眼中认为不洁净的那些异教徒，他们却有机会见证了神耶稣的极大的作为。
How much have we missed out being in fear and being in fear of Jesus because we don't know him well?
有多少东西是我们错失？有多少神的能力我们没有看到？只是因为我们活在恐惧，以及活在那个被恐惧辖制当中。
May we not miss out on what Jesus is doing among us and in our lives?
我祝福大家，没有一个人错失神伟大的作为，没有一个人错失神要在我们生命当中彰显的。
Amen. Let us pray.
Amen. 让我们一起来祷告。
Lord Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for being our God.
亲爱的耶稣基督，我感谢你，你是我们的神。
Being a God that's never nervous.
你是一个从来不紧张的神。
The Lord that comes with complete love.
这是完全爱的主。
Lord, I pray that we would start to examine our heart and soul.
主耶稣，我们祷告，我们要开始检视我们自己的生命，我们自己的内心跟我们的灵魂。
Lord, recognize where we have been too comfortable.
我们要来看我们在哪一个舒适圈里待得太安逸了。
And Lord, may we become more Christ-like afterwards.
让我们能够在这检视当中被你光照，我们能够生命更像耶稣基督。
And Lord, may we also, Lord, be in deeper relationship with you.
主啊，让我们也能够同时跟你有更近身的关系。
So that when you act, it will no longer be fear, but Lord, in joy.
所以当你在我们生命当中，在危机当中运行的时候，我们不是被恐惧占满，而是被喜乐占满。
And Lord, regardless of storms in our life,
主耶稣，不论这生命当中我的风暴为何，
May we be still.
让我们在当中安静。
To know you are at work.
是知道你正在运行。
And you are never nervous.
And 你永远不紧张。
So we shall not be nervous.
所以我们也不要紧张。
Before we trust in you.
让我们来相信你。
So we praise you and we thank you.
我们感谢你，我们赞美你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。Amen. Amen.
So let us respond in worship.
好，我们一起来一个回应诗歌。
帮助我们再次来信靠你，相信主啊，让我们来帮助我们，感谢主。
And God, thank you for all that you've done and all that you are. Lord, help us to know you more and to trust you more every day, God. Just to know you, Jesus, and nothing else. Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
请坐。